You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey we call life. I am excited to talk to you today about past life regression. This is my newest certification and one that wasn't on my radar, and then all of a sudden it was. And it was interesting because I've tried it in the past. It was always something that was kind of interesting. And over the last couple of years, Dolores Cannon kind of piqued my interest. She is kind of a pioneer using quantum hypnosis for past life regression, and discovered that all of these people were sharing these galactic lives with her, and they were people that didn't know each other. So she knew there had to be some correlation, and she would kind of put together a lot of pieces about it and wrote books on it. So definitely go check out Dolores Cannon. Fabulous information, maybe getting a little outdated, but it's definitely great information. Check her out. Past life regression kind of piqued my interest with that, but it was interesting because it just kind of showed up one day. My teacher was teaching it for the last time in person, like on Zoom in person versus it being virtual. And I just thought, let's do it. And it was a great experience. For me, I was really drawn to a meditation style past life regression. I am very comfortable with meditation and teach it on a regular basis. I use it in my healing practice. I teach yoga nidra. It is just something that I really resonate with. So I felt more comfortable using a meditation style versus a hypnosis style. Not that one is better than the other. They just are different. I also like that in meditation, we often remember what is happening versus hypnosis, where you may not actually remember what you have said or experienced. So diving into it, of course, we did practice, and I very quickly recognized the powerful benefits of doing past life regression. Although I feel like it's one of those things that a lot of people don't know a lot about. They assume it is all about hypnosis. And of course, there's a fear factor of the unknown and what they're going to see. And so people hesitate. So today, let's talk about five reasons why you should try past life regression. And I'm going to start with the one that I think is the most common misconception. So my number one is your mind and your soul will keep you safe. People assume that they are going to be taken into something that is really traumatic and that they are going to have a really bad experience. Now, that is not how I use past life regression. But it can be a tool in past life regression when used in the right hands. Often, past life regression through hypnosis will be used as a therapy tool. I am not doing past life regression as a therapy tool. I am using it more for understanding your past life and your current life, and we'll talk more about that in my other reasons. If you are looking to get into childhood trauma or into trauma in past lives, definitely seek out a therapist who does past life regression, whether it be hypnotic or meditation style. Find a good therapist that you resonate to do that work with. When I am doing past life regression, I am doing it more on a spiritual healing level. And the thing about that is we are setting an intention to move into a lifetime that has a positive outcome for us. We are not moving into a lifetime that is necessarily going to be traumatic. Now, that is completely possible. I will not say that it won't happen, but if a traumatic experience is coming up, it is something that you are meant to see and that you can handle. Your body and your soul, your mind, will not, absolutely will not show you anything that you are not ready to see or cannot handle. And I have seen this many times firsthand, where you are taken to a scene and you can't see a whole lot, or you want to move out of the scene very quickly, and the body and the mind keep us safe. And I've seen this not just in past life regression. I see it in mediumship. I see it in my sessions. I see it in my healing work. Often in my healing work, I know that there's been a trauma and I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to discuss the details of it. My clients know what's happened and we can deal with it in a way that we don't have to talk about it necessarily. And I don't even have to know about it. I often don't know what exactly happened because if the client doesn't want me to know, spirit won't share it with me. So when we're setting the intentions for this meditation style past life regression, we are actually going into it with the intention of observing things that we can do something with, that we are ready to see, hear, feel, experience, and that we can do something with. It's very intentional. So again, your body, your mind, your soul will keep you safe. Just as an example, I was practicing with a friend who was taken to a lifetime, and it was interesting because she couldn't see much. She was taken to a place and she could see like just a tiny, tiny bit of it. There was an awareness of the space being really big, but couldn't see anything. And later she actually, we did that, and then she had gone away and experienced something in a sacred site and came back and was telling me about it. And I was like, wait a second, this was that past life regression. And she was like, oh my goodness, yes, it was. And it was this awakening where I think her soul needed to have this experience with the past life regression so that when she got to that place, her soul already knew where she was and what was going to experience there, even though we couldn't see anything when she was there originally. So it is a really cool tool in that sense that our body and our mind keep us safe. Number two, it can help us to understand our origins and our true nature across our lifetimes. Origins coming into this place of the galactic realms that we can be a part of and that we may have experienced. But also just we can see in past lives that this common theme or this personality that will cross across the lifetimes. Now, I feel like I'm going to say this here. Past life regression is interesting. And, you know, I'm on the fence about my belief system in it, in the sense that I think that past life regression is a really powerful tool. But do I actually believe that you lived the lifetimes that you are seeing? That, I'm not totally sure. I feel like the universe is giving us what we need to see to be able to understand our current life, as well as to move through whatever it is that we are experiencing. So whether they're showing us that because it's what we need to see, or because we actually had that lifetime, or it's just a lifetime that they are showing us, it's totally up to you and your belief system. I'm just throwing that out there so that you know kind of where I stand on this one. So understanding that sometimes we can see where something came from when we see it over and over and over again in a lifetime. It is interesting to kind of dissect it a little bit after the fact. You know, you have this opportunity where you've had this experience. We're not actually dissecting it in real time. We're just experiencing the lifetime. We're just being in it. It's kind of like watching a movie or letting a dream unfold and being a part of it. We're not actually deciding, oh, this was the block or this is what caused it. We're just experiencing and then moving to the end of the life, which takes me to my third one, which is the promise or decision made in each lifetime. So often over our lifetime, whether that's in a traumatic experience or at the end of that life, we will create a promise or a decision. And this promise or decision we can carry forward. And sometimes it is actually something that is blocking us in the future. Understanding the promise and decisions we made in a past life can help open up our awareness as to why we are doing something in this lifetime. So this comes up kind of two different ways in past life regression. One, if there is a traumatic experience, sometimes it'll come up in that moment. We often will make a promise or decision in a moment of desperation. I personally have experienced this at doing past life regression through like witch wounds where there's been a murder or a difficult situation. I had one where I did a cross the ocean, trying to get to a new land, and all of my family died on the boat. And I vowed that I would never do anything risky and that I would follow the rules and, keep my family safe. And that has affected me in this lifetime. So we are showing these things. The other part of that is sometimes that promise and decision we recognize at the end of the lifetime. So in past life regression, we close out every life, the style that I use. We will close out every life by moving to that point of death and then actually moving into the afterlife and what was the takeaways? What did I learn in that lifetime? Was there a promise decision made in that lifetime? Was there any relationships that I need to acknowledge in that lifetime? All of those things we can talk about in that piece of it. As a caveat, I always take you to have a message with your spirit guide as well, which I love that part. Sometimes we get more out of the messages from our spirit guide than we do in our past life, or the spirit guide sometimes puts it all together for us. It's beautiful. I love it. That takes us to our next one, which is understanding relationships. Sometimes we find that we have conflict in this lifetime with certain people, and what we'll find is that we've had past lives with them where we have been in a relationship together, whether that's siblings or, parent and child, love. There is lots of different ways it'll show up over and over and over and over again. I've done, said things like this to my clients where I'm like, oh, your babies have had lifetimes over and over and over again. They're a really bonded pair. They like to come into this, back to be a human together kind of thing. So we can have that. And there is a point in the past life regression, especially if we're using it to understand a relationship, where we actually say, who is this person? So you can kind of decipher and discover kind of the reason why maybe you have a difficult relationship with somebody, or the other side of that, why you have such an amazing relationship with somebody, how you've carried forward in lifetimes before. So we can actually do a past life regression on relationships. My last one is overcoming blocks and fears. And we kind of touched on that a little bit when we talked about our promises and decisions. Again, with things that have happened to us in past lives, sometimes we carry that forward. I also don't like boats all that much. I don't mind water. I don't have a fear of water. I don't like water that I can't see in. And I don't like swimming in water because I feel like fish are going to touch my legs. And that's just me being ridiculous. I will totally go to the beach and go in the water and all that good stuff. It's one of those things. I don't want to go deep sea diving. And I really don't enjoy boats. I get really bad motion sickness. And there's just something that comes up with me on being on a boat. Will I go on a boat? Absolutely. It's not like I'm like phobic of it, but so you can see how that past life, and it was interesting because that was a past life meditation I did in an intuition course. And I had said to the teacher, she's like, if you're not going into it and you're not seeing anything, just wave me over. And I waved her over and she told me that. She whispered it in my ear. She's like, you can't see anything because there's trauma, because she used water in the meditation. And instantly my body was like, no, not doing it. No, thank you. So it can be really interesting how those things come into the current lifetime and how they'll show up. So this piece of fears or blocks that we're having sometimes are related to the promise and decision that we've made or the experiences that we've had in past lives. Again, I'm just going to say the same thing I did earlier was that piece of like, is this a life that you lived or is this a life that you need to understand? There is healing that comes from it. The goal often when I'm doing past life regression with clients, whether that is group or individual, is to have an experience to explain something in this lifetime. And often, definitely in group, we stick to really positive things, understanding the power we have in this lifetime, understanding our highest timeline, those sort of ideas. In work that's one-on-one, I will move into more of like things like, you know, fears or blocks that we're having. I will totally take people into that because I'm doing it one-on-one and I can and be there to support them and guide them in a different way than I'm doing in a group. But there is this powerful thing where you experience it. It's not me saying, hey, you had a past life and you and your mother were brothers in this lifetime and, you know, this is what happened and he ran away and you never saw him again and, you know, there's trauma behind that, blah, 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 abandonment, yada, yada. Versus you actually going into that past life and having that experience, being able to live, I don't want to say a day in the life because you don't do a whole day, but you have these experiences where you're shown scenes that are important for you to see and understand. And in those scenes, you typically pull out what it is that you need. I don't really guide very much. I'm more there to support. I will prompt things like, do you sense anything? What are you wearing? What does it look like? What are your surroundings? I'm not guiding you through that lifetime. I'm allowing you to experience it in the way that you need to. So again, this is that piece of your body and your mind keeping you safe. I don't force it. I'm not pushing, and you are not in a hypnotic state that allows me to do that either. In a hypnotic state, we are more susceptible to suggestion, but in a meditative state, we can also be. I don't play music for that reason. It's done in silence, like no music, no other things around, because we don't want to be influencing our psyche, our subconscious, to take us someplace in particular. We are there to support the journey and to take notes, record, and to help you if you get stuck, or to help you shift to the next experience if you're done seeing an experience. And then, of course, to facilitate kind of the going in and coming back out. I do really love past life regression. I didn't think I was going to so much, but I love the tool that it is and the experiences that I've had with clients using this. I do a group past life regression on the last Wednesday of every month. It's about an hour and a half, hour and three quarters, depending on the day, sometimes less, depending on the day. But we do about an hour, hour and a half of past life regression in a group. We do it on Zoom. You leave your camera on so I can see you. And then you can have a secondary device for recording. And I highly recommend my clients talking out loud as it keeps the energy moving and it will take you deeper into it. If you are interested in joining me the last Wednesday of the month in a Zoom group, Definitely jump over to my website. You can register there. The next one is this coming Wednesday, March 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions about past life regression, happy to answer anything that you might be curious about. I just think it's a really cool experience because you are experiencing a lifetime yourself. Nobody is telling you what's happening. Nobody is telling you what's up. You are actually experiencing it, and it's just a really powerful way to get the information. So yeah, those are my five reasons that you should try past life regression. Again, if you have any questions or you want to register, reach out. I'm happy to help out, to answer questions, all that good stuff. So grateful that you're here. So grateful that you listened and you maybe opened your mind to past life regression and what that could mean for you. As always, please, 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 please take the time to find a practitioner who you feel is experienced and capable of offering you the service that you require, as well as choosing someone that you resonate with. You're not just picking any random person to take this experience with, but you are doing it with someone who you feel safe and comfortable with, whether that's just a practitioner or a therapist, a life coach, making sure that you're moving into it with a knowledge and an understanding of what you are doing and who you are working with. Always, always important, regardless of what kind of work you are doing, whether you are finding a therapist, you want a mediumship reading, you want to do past life regression, you want to do healing work, you want to learn, find someone that you resonate with and that you feel is a good match. That also is that piece of like, are they certified and all that good stuff too. So I will leave it there for you, my friends. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here on this journey with me. Thank you for allowing me to be your spiritual tour guide from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.